Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. I don't think you hear me out there. I am Auntie Listeners. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have tuned into I Am Royalty Presents the Operating Center. Yes, I Am Royalty Presents the Operating Center. And I want to start off saying with you on today, this is the Lord's doing, hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know on today that I am excited on this Sunday morning. I'm excited and motivated on today. I'm excited on this supernatural miracle working Sunday. Lord, we thank you on today. Lord, we honor you on today. Lord, we lift your name up on today. Lord, we magnify you, oh God. Oh God, we exalt you, oh God. We reverence you on today, God. Oh God, we worship you, oh God, on today. Hallelujah. Oh God, this is what we do, God. We praise you, God. We reverence you, God. We worship you, God. Have your way in our life, God. Oh God, take us higher, God. Oh, God, on this broadcast, God, take us up, God. Take us to another realm, God, into your heavenlies. Take us to another dimension in your glory. Oh, God, on this broadcast, God, touch everyone that's listening on the sound of my voice like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. Oh, God, we lift you up, God. Oh, God, we thank you so much, God. On this powerful and wonderful day, God. Oh, God, we need you so much, God. Oh, God, can't nobody love us like your Lord. Can't nobody do us like you, Jesus. Oh, God, we look up to the hills on today. What's coming, our help. Our help come with the Lord and made the heaven and earth. Oh, God, have your way in us now, God. In this operating center, God. Have your way now, God. You be the potter. We be the clay. Mold us and shape us in the form you want us to go, God. Whatever you want us to do, God. Our soul says yes. Our mind says yes. Our heart says yes. Our spirit says yes. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way. Yes, we'll walk like you. Yes, we'll talk like you. Yes, we'll do what you want us to do. Yes, we obey, God. Oh, God, lay us out on the table, God. You be the spiritual surgeon, God. Take out what needs to be taken out, God, and put in what needs to be put in, God. Have your way, God. Get your spiritual scalpel, God, and cut, God, what needs to be cut out, God. Oh, God, endow us, God. Mold us, God. Shape us, God. Form us the way you want us to go, God. Oh, God, we thank you now on this broadcast, God. Everybody listening from the east, west, north, and south, God. Breathe, God, into them, God. Breathe like never before. Have your way in their lives, God. Only you can do it in this operating center. God, we call you Jehovah Rapha, God. The Lord God that healeth thee, God. We call you Yahweh Yireh, the Lord God that provides for us, God. We call you Yahweh Shalom, the Lord God is peace. And we thank you now as this operating center begin to take forth, God. We thank you like never before, God. We worship you, God, to the highest level, God. Everybody listening to this broadcast, God, touch them right now, God. Somebody need to be healed on today. Somebody need to be made whole on today. Somebody need just a touch and a supernatural miracle on today, God. Do it now, God. Let your breath breathe, oh, God. Tell their breath to breathe, God. Oh, God, shatter them now, God. Do it right now, God. Touch God right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for a supernatural miracle. We thank you for a supernatural touch. We thank you for the supernatural power. We thank you for your supernatural being. Oh, God, have your way in this operating center. Have your way like never before, God. Touch now, God. Touch the mind of your people. Touch the mind of your children, God. Like never before, God. Before the end of this broadcast, God, somebody need a miracle manifested. Somebody need it done right now, God. Before the show is over today, God. Touch somebody like never before, God. Somebody is tired of crying. Let them right now, God, begin to smile. Somebody turn to worrying, God. Let your worry turn into a healing. Heal right now, God. Somebody need a miracle worship. Let them worship right now, God. Somebody need to move. Let them move right now, God. Somebody need a decision. Give them a decision right now, God. He can never let a friend be. Yes, talk on Sunday. Talk to my little God. And this operating center, God. Yes, we thank you now, God, for letting us lay on the table, God. Do whatever you need to do, God. Created us a clean heart on today, God. Not only a heart, God, create us a new mind on today, God. Oh, God, stir up our gifts on today, God. Stir the spirit on today, God. Have your way in this operating center, God. Light of your way, God. We give you total free access to be all in our business. We give you total access, God, to be all in our bodies. We give you total access to be all in our minds. We give you total access to make our flesh come subject to the word of God. We give you total access to be in every area of our life, God, that it may come subject to the word of God. And we thank you now on today, God. We thank you now, God, as we enter into this operating center, God. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for the spiritual anesthesia, that you put us in a deep sleep like you did Adam. As you begin to put us in a spiritual sleep like Adam, and we begin to wake up, we'll see our new self. I hope somebody got that on today. They're in the operating center when it's all over and you begin to spiritually wake up. You'll have a new self, a new you, a new look, a new walk, a new talk, a new prayer life. A new prayer life, a new worship, a new fast, a new the way you prophesy, a new the way you praise. You begin to need to open up your arms and you begin to even tell things to come here, come forth, and you begin to see it in the best way before your very eyes. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. And we reverence you and exalt you, God, on this blessed, supernatural, miracle-working Sunday, God. As we lay on this operating table, God, in the operating center, we give your name all glory, honor, and praise. This we decree and declare the Lord. And we command our day to be a day that walk in purpose, prophecy, peace, power, perseverance, prosperity, overflow, success, oh God, greatness, oh God, meekness and humbleness, oh God, and righteousness and riches and rubies and royalty, God. We thank you now. We command it to manifest. This we decree and declare the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited on today in this operating center. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice to this broadcast, I just thank God for you and you and you for tuning in. I didn't think that many people were going to be in on today, but I thank God for the people that did call in on today. I thank God for you listening in on today. I'm telling you, God is about to manifest some great things. Whatever you need on today, God is about to do those things in your life on today. I won't be before you long. He gave me something to just encourage his people on today, and I won't be before you long at all. But I just want you to touch yourself and say, it shall manifest the way that I want it to manifest. Touch yourself and say, it shall manifest the way that I want it to manifest. In the name of Jesus. Y'all feel that in my spirit. It shall manifest the way that I want it to manifest. It shall manifest. No longer you have to wait about it. No longer you have to cry about it. No longer you have to fast about it. No longer you have to go to the prophet and the prophetess about it. But it shall manifest the way you want it to manifest. It shall manifest the way you want it. It shall go the way you want it to go. It shall turn the way you want to turn. It shall come to pass the way you want it to come to pass. In the name of Jesus. I'm going ahead of myself. Okay, Lord, I'm going to sit down. My God. It shall. You don't have to wait another day, another year, another hour, another 10 years. But it shall manifest this year. It shall manifest when you want to go. Speak that thing out of your mouth with faith and power and authority and dominion. And watch it manifest. No longer will you have to turn your face to the wall because you don't touch your face enough. No longer will you have to run around the church. You don't run around. No longer you have to sow that seed. You don't sow enough seed. But open up your mouth with faith, power, authority, and dominion. to manifest it. In the name of Jesus. My God, hey. Ah, I hope somebody getting this in their spirit on today, listening to the sound of my voice. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about. That thing you've been petitioning God, that thing you've been praying about to God, that thing you've been passing about to God for year and day after day. Not another second, not another minute, not another hour, not another week, not another month, another year shall it go. But it shall manifest the way you want it to manifest. And that is the topic on today. It shall manifest the way you want it to manifest. It shall come to pass the way you want it to come to pass. No longer it shall wait, but it shall come to pass. And I'm going to come to you. Oh, God, my God. I'm going to come to you out of Luke 18, verse 1 through 8. It's a familiar passage that we all know and understand. But on today, God gave me a new revelation with it. When he gave me the title, it shall manifest the way that we want it to manifest. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor men, nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea. Grant me justice against my adversary. I know somebody should be excited about that. How have you been petitioning God and praying to God over and over and over about that thing? Well, listen to this. Verse 4 says, for some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, see, he's talking to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And verse 6, and the Lord said, listen to what this unjudge says. I want everybody to listen today on the sound of my voice. Listen to what this judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones? Aren't you his chosen ones, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, who cry out day and night? Haven't you cried out day and night? I don't know about you, but sometimes I cry so much I don't even put my lashes on because I just begin to cry out to God about a thing, and day in and day out, and when I'm out and about talking to God and writing things that God has given me all in my phone, all on my notepad, just talking to God over and over and over. Ain't you tired about praying about and crying about that thing? Ain't you ready to see the manifestation? Well, again, to touch yourself again and say, it shall manifest the way I want it to manifest. And then it says, will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly, somebody touch it, somebody say, quickly, quickly it shall manifest, quickly it shall come to pass, quickly it shall come, quickly the transfer is completed, quickly the restoration is revived, quickly, quickly. Then it says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Now, that is good. That is a question that God is asking to us. When he comes, will he find faith on the earth? But let's get back to the point that the woman of God, persistent widow, began to go time and time again to the king. Look, hey, I need you to grant me my request. Look, I don't care how I'll come here. I'll wear you out. Oh, God, I feel it in my spirit. I'll wear you out. I'll come time and time again. I don't care what they're talking about. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. But this is what I need you to do. This is what I desire you to do. This is what I want you to do. I'm here to let you know on today, it is not over until you say it's over. You know how they say it's not over until the God said it's over. God has already given you the power and authority and dominion over everything. He said in Psalm 86, I put you in charge of everything you have made, give you the power and authority and dominion of all things. This is not the time for you to throw in the towel. This is not the time for you to give up, but it shall manifest because you want it to manifest. God has put the power inside of you to obtain whatever you need to obtain. This is the time now that even if you can't see it, it's well. This is the time now that you know it's going to come to pass. That persistent widow knew that she keep going time and time again. She knows that her prayer will be answered. She knows her request will be made for her. She knows that it shall come to pass. I'm here to let you know on today that it is time now for everything in your life to manifest. Everything in your life will come to pass. You got to have faith. Be I want you to know that any part of the storm that you go through in your life is designed to take you higher to be like the persistent widow. It don't matter what storm you go through, but the Bible says in Psalm 66:12, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and rain, but thou, God, has bring us to a wealthy and abundant place. That storm is designed to bring you to your wealth. That, oh, somebody getting that right now. That storm is designed to take you higher. That storm is designed to take you to your next level. That storm is designed to take you in your wealthy place. That's all designed to take you by faith. That's all designed to make you hold your head up. That's all designed to make you look like blessings and look like overflow. That's all designed to put you in your prosperity place. Oh, my God, that's all designed to make you look good and don't look like what you've been through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That storm was designed. So I want you to know on today, I just want to encourage you on today, delayed is over. No longer are you delayed. Just like when you're at the airport, sometimes it's delayed, but sooner or later that plane comes and you get on to your destination. I'm here to let your delay is over. I'm saying denial is over. The request is granted. Transaction completed. Access granted. You shall get on the plane and you shall reach your destination. And one thing I know about planes, they don't take all day. They don't take 10 hours like a bus. They don't take 5 hours like a train. But you get there in an hour, you get there in 2 hours, and destination completed. I'm here to let you know on today, it's already done. It's already manifested. It shall manifest because you want it to manifest. It shall come to pass like a persistent widow because you keep going forward. You're moving forward. You're holding your hand up. You're looking up to the hills, which come in your help, and you know that you have the power to travel down lions. You have the power to step on scorpions. You have the power to speak those things out of your mouth. You have the power to speak blessings. You have the power to gain wealth. You have the power to lay hands on the sick. You have the power to raise the dead. You have the power to cast out devils. You have the power to speak things into the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the stratosphere, the galaxy, the horizon, and the core of the earth and the universe. You have the power to speak marriage. You have the power to speak a house. You have the power to speak a job and a business. You have the power to speak ministry. You have the power to speak your children to come subject. You have the power to speak to your haters and it make you greater. You have the power to speak into anything in your life and it shall manifest because you want it to manifest. Because you want it to manifest. Because you want it to come to pass. Hey, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. This is a year of transfer. This is a year of transfer. This is the year that you shall obtain the transfer. This is the year that you shall get something extra, which is mean land, yep, something extra. This is the year you shall be royalty beyond measure. The red carpet is laid out for you. You shall walk down the red carpet. This is the year you shall obtain every promise, all the purpose, and the prophecy shall manifest. I'm telling you, God has given you the transfer on today. If you just open up your mouth and speak it out, tell God what you want. Tell whoever it is to come here. Tell it to come forth. Think about Lazarus. He was in that tomb dead. And Jesus just said, roll away the stone, because see, sometimes a stone is blocking you. And you got to tell it to come forth. You got to tell it to come here. You got to let your money know you don't employ me, but I employ you. I am your employer. Come forth. You got to let some things know. Come forth. Let it know it will manifest because I open up my mouth to you, and you shall manifest. Hallelujah. Don't let things and situation in your life get you down, but you begin to look at that. You control your own attitude. You control your own direction and the way you want it to go. You tell it to loose here. Don't you tempt the Lord thy God. Don't you even come to the Lord thy God. Matter of fact, tell it, say, trust not the Lord's anointed and do his prophets no harm. You can tell that situation. Sickness, don't trust the Lord's anointed and don't do his prophets no harm. Poverty, don't you trust the Lord's anointed and do his prophets no harm. Sickness and tiredness and weakness and fatigue and stress and doubt and depression, don't trust the Lord's anointed. You don't have no place here. Get up out of here. I ain't got time for all that. And don't you tempt the Lord thy God, peoples, and begin to keep and speak life out of your mouth and watch the things you open up your mouth shall manifest. Hallelujah. God has already allowed things to come forth in your life. Jesus resurrected and he became poor that we might become rich. We are crowned with wealth. We are walking in the season now that we should see things happen right before our very eyes. And I'm here to let you know on today that it shall be manifested. Hallelujah. We don't have to give up in this season. We got the joy that's inside of us. We are in the season now that the increase is increasing. How many know that your increase is increasing? Your prosperity has prosperity. Your success has success. Your dominion has dominion. Your wealth got wealth. Your blessing got blessing. Your overflow got overflow. Your healing got healing. Don't you know it's the season of the double? It's the season that is double for your trouble. Everything you went through, all the tears you cried, all the days you laid down, every time you had your head down, every time they talk about you, every time they laugh about you, everything in your life shall go multiply itself times two. Something's going to multiply itself times seven. But all you got to do is say, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. We have to allow things in our lives that don't mean us no good and weigh us down to leave. Cut it off and let it go. That's why it's the operating center. What are they doing in the operating room, kings and queens with riches? They cut stuff out of you. They take it out of you so you can be healed, so you can be made whole, so you can be completed, so you can be set free. Well, I'm here to let you know on today, everybody's listening through Skype. I see you listening through Skype. I see you people listening through the chat room. Everybody who called in and listened to the sound of my voice, on today, right now, it's the second minute and hour. Everything in your life that don't mean you no good. I'm talking about even people, places, and things. I'm letting you know the Lord is cutting it off right now. It's hindering you. It's a stumbling block to you. So everything in your life shall manifest because you have said it can manifest. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm here to let you know today, like a persistent widow, the King has heard your request and access granted. The King has heard your request and it's already done. The King has heard your request and it shall come quick. The King has heard your request, and it shall come right now. The King has heard your request, and it is manifested. The King has heard your request, and it doubles for you. The King has heard your request, and it manifested seven times. The King has heard your request, and you no longer have to be delayed, but it's already done because you're going to your. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, I feel that. I'm telling you, it has already has manifested. In my closing, oh God, whatever in your life that hinders you from productivity and make you unproductive, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. But we speak productivity in your life. We speak that you shall be fruitful and multiply and number. We speak that you have replenished the land. We speak that you, whatever you need and whatever you want, open up your mouth and you shall watch it manifest in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12, verse 16, now stand still and see the great thing the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Some of you are going to be seeing light flashing so fast, you're going to be like, hey, did that just happen? Did I just see that? Because God is going to flash things in your life like Flash Gordon. He's going to give you things so fast. Like it said in his verse 7, it says that, let me read it again, it says, verse 8, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. Things going around your life quickly, just like Flash Gordon, immediately, abundantly, overflowing, outpouring in your life. I'm here to let you know that it's going to come so fast and so quickly, that things is going to manifest so fast. You're going to say, who did it? God did it. Who did it? The King did it. Who did it? My Savior did it. Who did it? My love did it. And people don't think you're talking about a man or a woman, but you're going to be talking about the one who loves you beyond measure. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just want you to know that change is coming to your house, meaning that the rest of your days should be the best of your days. This the last time and the last moment and last hour you go without anything. This the last time that you ever have to live the way you're living because God is going to let it come quickly like a persistent widow. And I just want to let you know on things of persistence, Persistent means to refusing to give up or let go. Persistent means to intently keep it going. Intently moving forward like a person ringing your phone off the hook. You know how that is when a person keeps calling you over and over and over again. Persistent means can get you anything in life if you are persistent to keep it moving. That's how God is finna doing in your life. He's finna keep it moving, a constant flow, a constant move, and a constant manifestation in your life. I want you to know to walk in your wealthy place, walk in your overflow, walk in your abundance, walk in your holiness, walk in your righteous, walk in your riches, walk in your rubies, walk in your sapphires, your diamonds, your emeralds, your topaz, walk in your wealth, walk in your health, walk in your success, walk in your excellence, walk in everything that God has, walk in your greatness, walk in everything that God has chosen for you because you're chosen to be blessed. You are a champion and you're here to stay. You are God's gifted. They only made one like you. There'll never be another one like you. I'm telling you, you are the righteousness and the image of God, and you are created in his meekness and his likeness, and walk with the same power that Elijah had. Walk in adorable faith like Elisha. Walk in adorable faith like Gideon. Walk in the power and the authority like Joseph and Daniel, governor faith and presidential favor. And I just want you to know that you are blessed and your manifestation shall come to pass. You can touch yourself and say, this is a year to transform in my life, and everything that comes out of my mouth shall be manifested. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. Everything shall be manifested. Everything shall come into pass in your life. Everything shall come right now. Everything shall come to pass. No longer shall you wait. No longer shall you say, Lord, it is coming. Pray about that thing over and over. You need that power and that gift to be used for something else. But God said it shall come quickly in your life. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. I'm going to open up my phone line. Not even really that much on today. I'm just going to open up to one person. I'm trying to look and see. Okay, I see my super card in, and I had wanted her to say something to the people on today in the operating center, because when you're in the operating room, there's not a lot of talking. Actually, you're sleeping. So I just want you to begin to receive and obtain and possess all that God has given you on today. Evander Jean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. You're live on the air in the operating center. What do you have to say about today's word, and what do you have to say to the men and women of God that's listening in the operating center?
Amen. Well, I just want to say to everyone a passage of scripture and something that the Lord has dropped in my spirit early this morning. It goes with a song that I've been singing. Really, prophetess, I just really just summed up everything that God, you know, was just downloading, was giving me today. And one of the things is the Lord was just telling me that sometimes you just have, just for the people of God to be encouraged. And sometimes you just have to encourage yourself in the Lord, you know. And it goes with a passage of scripture, which was 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. You know, it just talks about quickly about David and how his distress, how the people, how he went to Ziklag and told the story, and the people, they got back there, and how their wives were taken by the Amalekites, and how the wives were taken captive in the city and burned with fire. And the word of the Lord says that when they got back, they were greatly distressed. Verse 6 again, it says, for the people spake of stoning him because of the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged, my God, himself in the Lord his God. And once again, that's what the Lord gave me this morning. And as I began to sing that song, sometimes you have to encourage yourself, no matter what it looks like. And I was like, God, David, he didn't stress out about it. You know, he probably was concerned, but, you know, I thought about it. I said, well, why wasn't he stressed out, and why didn't he panic, and why, you know, because David knew what was already done, and we just have to know what's already done, because verse 18 says that David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And why stress out over something we have no control over, something that's already done, something that God has already worked out, hallelujah, because the word of the Lord says that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And so it worked out for David. All things are working together for us. We just have to stay encouraged, and no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels, oh God, no matter what it feels like, we have to stay encouraged. Sometimes I begin to sing that song. Sometimes I have to look in the mirror. And just, oh God, and just tell yourself, you know what, you're going to make it. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. All things are working for you. Glory to God when you're in God. The Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. We have to know, people of God, that all is well. I'm even encouraging myself with this on today, that all is well. Hallelujah. It's already done. That's the word for the season. It's just already done. All is well. Encourage yourself. I don't care what it looks like. This is a season where the enemy is doing all he can on his chips and traps and different things. But we have to know that the battle has already been won. Oh, God, that we have the victory. I put on my page, my Facebook page, the Lord dropped in my spirit of something my sister always said, Prophet Shana, is that we have flawless victory. And we do. The victory has already been won. We do have flawless victory. All is well. No, we have to be like the three Hebrew boys. It seemed like they was going in. They got put in the fire. It seems like as though they was going to be burned up. Hallelujah. But they came out and not a hair on their head was singed. And so we just have to know. The Lord, they didn't even come out smelling like smoke, the word of the Lord says. And so we just have to know that it's already done. Everything is already worked out. And be like King David did. Hallelujah. Just encourage yourself in the Lord, because everything that God has spoken, it shall come to pass over your lives in Jesus' name. So just be encouraged. Encourage yourself no matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. Say it is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Everything that God has spoken, glory to God. Everything that he has called to be prophesied over my life, everything he has spoken to me in our secret time, glory to God. Just know that it's already done. No matter what the enemy has said, no matter what anybody say, no matter what it looks like unto you, just know that his word will not return unto him void. And it's already done. Everything that God has said, it's already done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, be encouraged. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
My God. Hallelujah. I just put the phone on mute because I just want the people to hear everything. A lot of times when we all talking and saying, oh, come on, the people on the airwaves can hear what it's saying. And my God, that is so much confirmation. I'm telling you, God had gave me this about David, I think about a week or so ago, about that we shall recover it all. And I'm telling you, that's the season we're walking in, Evangeline. We're walking in a season now that we shall recover everything, that the tinkerworm, the locust, the caterpillar, the bug, the moth, everything that is an ache from us, God is going to allow us to recover that thing. He's going to allow us, like he gave me earlier, our breath going to have breath. Our blessings going to have blessings. Everything is we're never going to run out. We're going to always have something there because God has given us double. God is multiplying us. He's allowing us to have the manifestation because we're speaking it into existence. We no longer have to sit up there and wait anymore because God has already equipped us and given us the power to obtain wealth. The power, the kings of the kingdom of heaven. He even gave us everything. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He is our shepherd. We still not want. He's preparing the table for us in the presence of our enemies and our haters, and anointing our head with those who are cut and run over and overflow. He's given us everything that we need. He's given us all the keys and the essentials that we need to be productive. So no longer we have to wait. And that's what he's working on me about during this fast time, is that you can have whatever you like. You can have whatever you like, whatever you like, whatever you want, you can have it. Whatever you like, you can have whatever you like. You can have sex on deck. You can have this. You can have a house. You can have a car. If you want the world, you can have it, because he said in Psalm 28, only ask me and I'll give you the nation as your inheritance and the end of your possessions. So if I want the nation, he'll give it to me. If I want the earth, he'll give it to me. If I want China, he'll give it to me. He said he'll give it to me if I just ask him. So now I'm in a season now that my mentality got aligned with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, it's a song that the kids say, work hard, play hard, but now I'm working hard, praying hard. I'm working hard, praying hard. It's another song, I ain't got no worries, and I ain't got no worries. The Bible says no worries about anything. everything and say a prayer about everything. Lay your petition before God. Tell him what you need with thanksgiving. Your heart and the peace of God will pass it all understanding with God, your heart. So I ain't got no worries. It says in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, that worry weighs a person down. Encouraging words cheers a person up. That goes back to what you're talking about. When you worry, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yeah.
It's time to get all that he has for us. And I'm telling you, on today, everybody listening to the operating center, they shall recover it all. Hallelujah.
God.
I'm just excited on today that today is the first broadcast for the operating center. I thank God for the people that called me and listening to the sound of my voice. I pray. I see the people talking in the chat room about how they were saying, come on. I thank God for just giving us a word to speak to his people. I thank God that he's given us all different tools and assets to get to the peoples of God, to let the peoples know that they can make it. That's all the men and women of God need is an encouraging word to know that I can make it, and I am determined to be blessed. I choose to be blessed. Everyone out there know that you are a gladiator. You are a trailblazer. You are a warrior. You are God's gifted. You are an icon and a pioneer. And all you do is win. Failure is not an option. The defeat is past tense. But you are a champion, and you have won the championship belt. You are walking in your greatness. You are walking in your season of excellence. You are walking in your season of overflow. And you are like that tree planted by the river water. In all season, winter, spring, summer, fall, you shall bear much fruit. And whatever you do shall not wither, but all you do shall prosper. So know that the blessing shall overtake you. You shall walk in greatness. You shall walk in overflow. And know that God has your back. I am your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley. My guest today was Evangelist Jay Neville. I will be back with you soon at the Operating Center, and I'm telling you, get excited for what God is about to do. I know that on today you are restored, renewed, revived, and replenished, and regeneration is completed. Be blessed as I leave you with Mary, Mary, rain like Seattle. That's how God is about to do in our lives. He's about to let the Holy Spirit and the blessings rain constantly like Seattle. Be blessed. Hey.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.